Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you've declared so well before many witnesses. As Paul draws towards the end of his letter to Timothy, he gives his young friend a huge amount of encouragement. He describes him as a man of God and urges him to be the best that he could possibly be. Paul, of all people, knew the frailties of Timothy, but he tells him to run as fast as he can from anything that might hold him back. Encouragement is so important, isn't it? We all need it in whatever we do, especially when we're facing challenges. And Paul has no doubt that Timothy is going to face enormous difficulties and intense persecution. Many people see the expression, fight the good fight, as a reference to the Olympic Games, but Paul may well have been using military language. Either way, the challenge is clear. The journey ahead was going to be tough, and Timothy needed to be totally dedicated to his faith. The Christian life cannot be seen as a hobby that we pick up from time to time if the mood takes us. Living for Christ will demand the best of us, because it's the best possible life to live. No other life could possibly be more full of love, joy, and peace, or offer us the blessing of eternal life. As I look back through my Christian life, I'm acutely conscious that anything I've ever achieved for God has been closely related to the encouragement that others have given me. I'm simply not that strong by myself. I've needed the love, care, prayerfulness, and belief of others who put courage into me at just the right time. I suspect the people around you also need encouragement, and you may be ideally placed to give them the encouragement and the courage that they lack. So let me ask you a question. Who might you be able to encourage over the next few days, and how? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for those who have faithfully encouraged us over the years. Help us to become more effective in encouraging others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.